folks, we've reached that time on a Monday where we are going to wrap up crunch time. It's with a little something we like to call the Richter scale.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
Woo! Back at it. Great way to kick off the week. Really is.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Nick Rogers, back in the KUJZ studios. Steve's out at Hot Mama's. We're doing the Richter scale. It's where I bring up the big sports stories, news, and events from the weekend, and Steve rates how big of an impact it had. We begin with the Heisman Trophy ceremony, and after what seems like days of waiting on TV to announce who won, it was finally announced that Kyler Murray did indeed win the 2018 Heisman Trophy Award. The junior from Oklahoma won the award over sophomore Tua Tagovailoa from Alabama, with Murray's 51 total touchdowns, 4,080 passing yards, and 895 rushing yards this year. Many people think it was just because he won Oklahoma the Big 12 title while Tua was pulled out of the SEC championship game and played poorly, but it was a run-up on air who was going to win this award, and both seemed pretty worthy. So how do you rate the Heisman voters' vote of picking Murray over Tua?
I think they did the right thing. They waited. They incorporated all possible data. And then, in my opinion, they gave the Heisman to the best player in college football, most worthy player. You could probably make cases for other guys, but none more so. I'm going to give them a 10 for nailing it.
Got it right. Wow. Saturday night, the MLS Cup was played in Atlanta as Atlanta United, in only their second season ever, made the MLS Cup Finals. The Five Stripes led the league in goals scored with 70, including team and league leader Joseph Martinez, who set an MLS record with goals scored of 34 in the regular season. They were able to just dominate at home in front of 70,000 fans, ending a dream run by the Timbers, who had won all of their playoff series on the road but could not handle Atlanta in the final, losing 2-0. How impressive of a win was this by Atlanta?
I didn't get to watch much because it overlapped with other things, but I was checking it out on Twitter. I read a lot about it, and the ATL just dominated. Like I said a little earlier, the field was flipped. So winning the title at home, although I would have preferred a different outcome, I'm going to give him a 9.5.
We're trending down. Uh-oh. The Dolphins have something on Tom Brady. Might it be the nightlife before the game in South Beach, the heat on the sideline, or he was just in awe of the beautiful throwback unis the Dolphins wore yesterday? He just can't win in Miami. In Miami, he has 11 total losses to the Dolphins, the most against any single game team in his career. The 11th coming on Sunday because Gronk was lined up as a safety and Kenyon Drake threw him into the blender to get the win on the final play of the game. Just how improbable of a finish was that for Miami?
Could we go 11?
They can.
Said it was the longest play to win a game for a team that was trailing on the last play of the game, in essence, since the merger or since they became wrecked. I mean, it was something we had never seen. So it's 10, and if we could crank it up a little more, go Spinal Tap, maybe to 11.
I'll put you down as an 11. I think that's fair. Right. Five of the seven last place teams that played yesterday all won. The Jets took down the Bills. Your Giants destroyed the Washington football franchise. Oakland managed to beat the Steelers. The 49ers took down the Broncos in a battle of a pair of last place teams. The Lions took out the Cardinals, and no one really benefited from this dumpster fire more than the Cardinals, as they picked up a game or lost a game, I don't know, depending on how you view it, of most of the other teams battling things out for the number one pick. How surprising were these results for the last place teams on Sunday?
That was amazing. The Raiders beating the Steelers when Pittsburgh really needed the game, I actually think that led the way. Maybe the magnitude, the point differential of New York beating Washington. But like I said, that was one I can't remember in recent years a better NFL Sunday. So I'm going 10 again. I'm throwing out some big numbers today. Big, huge.
My goodness. to think nine is just a bad thing that happened.
Right,
it's unbelievable.
Right, right.
Just incredible. 3 weeks ago, everyone decided that 56-52 was going to be a normal scoreline in the NFL after falling into the deepest recency bias thing that we've ever seen watching Chiefs-Rams on Monday Night Football a couple weeks ago. Last night, the Rams were held to 214 yards, 54 on the ground. They had four turnovers, and they only managed two measly field goals in a good old-fashioned defensive struggle that we've been missing and yearning for weeks. How dead is offense in the NFL now that everybody wants a defense like the Bears have?
That was it. So within the same season, we went from offense only, we've never seen anything like it, to that's all completely changed, defense only.
Give us more 6-0 games, heck, a 4-2 game, 5-3. Oh, just low scoring. Under 10 all
so,
week.
Let me reiterate. The league is still about offense and throwing the ball. So the big change we've noticed at Soldier Field in that weather in December doesn't alter much. I'm going to give that a 2.
Oh, boy. Wow. Offense not dead. Very surprising. Gonzaga upset Duke to win the Maui Invitational. Was a huge upset taking down number one Duke. Then they lose to number 7 Tennessee on Saturday, 76-73. How big of an upset is that for the Vols?
They're top 10 team. They have one of the top. They have one of the best 1-2 scoring punches in all of college basketball in the Admiral. And who's the other? Admiral Schofield and Grant Williams. It's a little bit of an upset. Gonzaga is really good. They also didn't have one of their better players who's coming back. So I don't think that was a substantial upset. That was an even game played in Phoenix. I'm going to give it a 4.
All right, and we're done.
Done.